Proclamation number 0886 of 26th of April, 1939. Spiritual waste. Self-conceit. Shackles. So pay attention to the words that come to you today. All spirit that has separated itself from God in self-conceit can only be purified through torment, and indeed it will now be convinced of its inherently helpless state, which stands in blatant contradiction to its self-conceit, which has brought about its apostasy from the eternal deity. Nothing else can bring about the return to the Father of the universe than the walk through thousands of years of fetters which make him aware of his powerlessness, and yet let the desire for final liberation from these fetters grow ever stronger, so that he then even takes the earthly fetters upon himself with full will for a time in the realization that embodiment on earth is the only possibility to become free of these fetters. And thus the spiritual being has every opportunity to improve the unworthy state, to atone for the offense against the eternal deity in an indescribably long time, so to speak, and at the same time to take the feasible paths which lead to unification with the eternal deity again. When the human being imagines how dreadfully agonizing the distance from the Father is for a divine being, and earthly life is often not used in any way to reduce this distance, but he only entered into embodiment on earth for this purpose, when the return to the Father cannot be achieved in any other way, when, despite this, countless beings keep seeking embodiment again and again with the intention of using earthly life correctly and willingly submit to every trial of life, it will soon be understandable why the Lord is so extremely loving towards the earthly children and would like to make their path of life easier, and for this reason sends them nourishment from above in order to guide the spirit out of God back to its original purpose. And all striving for divinity is blessed from above so that the human being will be protected from error and recognize the right truth. Amen.